Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa ngā tanihira to goingoa. This is your Wātea News. The latest report on family violence deaths in Aotearoa New Zealand highlights a whole-of-whānau approach taken by Māori organisations as contributing to a reduction in the proportion of family violence deaths occurring in Māori whānau. Provisional data from the Family Violence Death Review Committee shows Māori accounted for 44% of family violence deaths between 2009 and 2019, but this dropped to 23% in 2021. Between 2009 and 2019, there were 292 deaths from intimate partner violence, child abuse and neglect or intrafamilial violence. Committee Chair Dr. Fiona Cram says Māori community organisations are leading the way and their approach can show others how to form genuine, respectful relationships. The committee's seventh report, A Duty to Care, Pūrongo Tuawhiti me Mana ki te Tangata, highlights the work of three kaupapa Māori organisations that are embedding a duty of care for their people, resulting in less risk of unseen victims and more opportunities for family and whānau to guide service delivery. Dr. Cram says, in contrast, some government institutions are yet to move. She says upholding a societal duty of care could have prevented many of the deaths from family violence. Work has started demolishing a 100-year-old wing at Waikerea Prison, which was extensively damaged in a riot which broke out around New Year's 2021. Ngāti Raukawa and Maniapoto elders held a ceremony at the site last week to spiritually clear the land before the wrecking ball moved in. Corrections Minister Calvin Davis says not only former staff, but some former prisoners were sad to see the end of the no longer fit for purpose prison.
Many people had an attachment just through the experiences that they had there over the years, and there are a number of prisoners as well that have expressed over time that they still felt a touch of sadness about the place getting caught up in the riots and that. So it's interesting the attachments people put to places, I guess, regardless of how long you were there or how short you were there, it still forms part of your life and your life's experiences.
The site will be turned into pasture land, while a new 500-bed prison will be built about 500 metres along the road. Former Māori Affairs Minister and Matauri Bay resident Dover Samuel says the new owner of Motukawaiti better get in touch with local hapū if they want access. The island, which is part of the Cavalli Group, slipped out of Ngāti Kura ownership many decades ago, and the hapū has been trying to buy it back. The island was acquired in 2013 by Hong Kong investor Jun Zhang after a complicated transaction which the Overseas Investment Office looked at but decided against taking action. Mr. Samuel says despite spending millions building a luxury lodge, Mr. Zhang and his agents failed to secure the support of customary owners.
They knew nothing about the sea, they knew nothing about the islands, and they thought that they could just come across our whenua, get on their big waka and go to the island. Well, they were in for a big shock, weren't they?
Mr. Samuel says he's been told the island has been acquired by a Christchurch family. And that's your Wātea News.